So I was asked to share this morning, and before I do, just to give you a little background of me, for those of you that don't know, my name's Sarah McLeod, and I am married to that handsome man over there, who is my best friend, Scott McLeod. He is the visionary part of me, because we are one. And I am the detail part and administrative. So we make a good team. It was a little challenging at first when we got married to figure out how to get a visionary with details while we're trying to clean house and cook and all that kind of stuff. But God has done amazing work to bring us together and even our worlds. When I first was married, I was not doing ministry. I was actually a physical therapist, and I was director and ran a clinic as a physical therapist in Franklin, and that's what I did for a living. And then God ambushed Scott and I, and we ended up serving the inner city in downtown Nashville, an area called Joe Johnson, which is completely transformed. A story for another day of what God did to transform that. But we have been in ministry together. Scott and I have been in ministry for about 22 years, and it has been such a beautiful journey to see how God has transformed my heart, and also to see what God is doing in our city as we have been in doing our little piece in downtown Nashville. Our area, if you've never come, is on Clinton Street. We have a building called The Foundry, and we've been doing worship there for almost 20-some years now. Out of all that, we have we are a music and media and ministry training center. That's what we do. So all year long, we are training musicians to go out into the harvest. And some of our staff and our interns, which we mentor, are here. So I just want to honor them because they are so incredible. So would you just stand up, all our beautiful children. These are our spiritual children. They are amazing. That is just a little taste of what's inside of them. They are just as beautiful on the inside and outside. They're incredible, and it's such a privilege for Scott and I to just be able to walk alongside them and to watch God just bursting out of them. It's beautiful. So that's a little snippet of what we do now. And but I want to just share with you something that's been burning in my heart. As you know, my background is that I'm a physical therapist. But since I was about 4 years old, God has put a download in me for healing. And so if I can say anything, my life goal and my passion has been to heal the body, to heal the physical body. And God has given me keys as I have been investigating and pressing into that for the last 20 years to heal. And it's not just a physical healing. God heals in so many different realms. Heals physically. Yep. He heals spiritually. Yep. He heals emotionally. Yep. He heals the whole body. And so we cannot separate that. And so what I'm going to share with you today, as I was thinking about it, The message that's burning in me is the corporate healing of the body. And how I saw that was that, you know, I think each of you have been really longing to see a move, a mighty move of God coming into this region. And I know that is so much God's heart. And Pastor Mark Lancaster, I don't know, where are you? You shared at the beginning, and he started off his first words when he started to pray and talk about the morning. He started to talk about a hunger. It's like, I think in our city, there is a deep hunger for God. We wouldn't be here in this room if you weren't hungry for that move, hungry for Him. It's because it's beyond us. It's beyond our own little ministry and what we are doing. It's about a corporate thing that He wants to do. And, you know, I was just thinking about it as I was driving in. You know, like, if I'm talking to leaders right now. And if you have a church, you know how you see your church as your community, your family. And what happens in your church affects you. Like, if you're a leader, what happens in your, it doesn't matter who is in your congregation, what happens in your ministry affects you. And I was thinking about that. It's like, wow, what a privilege we have as leaders to be able to shepherd. But how God sees us, I was thinking about it from God's perspective. When He looks at us, of course He cares about us as individuals. But just as much as how you care about your ministry or your flock, He cares about His city. He cares about Nashville. So he when He looks at us, He looks at Nashville and He goes, "Oh wow, my beautiful city." Yeah. He totally cares about individuals.
Yeah.
But He's so about the corporate. He is so about what is happening. His ears are being right now tuned in to what's happening in our city.
Yes.
And so as I was praying about this corporate move that God is wanting to do, this unifying move, because every one of you in this room are here because you long for that unity. That's why even the Worship City Alliance, it's about friendships. It's about connecting of the move of the body coming together. But is it seem like a mystery of like, how in the world do we get such diverse worship styles and diverse ways that we actually communicate? How do we bring it all together? So today I just want to submit to you a way that God has shown me of how this move is going to happen. So as I share it, you pray about it and see what, test it and see what is this God. So how He shared this to me was that God is, He said to me, He is preparing something so amazing, something so beautiful, and He is actually cooking it up. So if you can imagine God being like a master chef, He is cooking up something for the body. And what is He cooking up? He is cooking up a corporate feast. And this feast is so fragrant and it's so flavorful. This is what He's doing in the body right now. And I found it so appropriate that Mark started off with, "We are hungry." Wow. You know, when we say we are hungry, God is like, "Oh my gosh, my children are hungry. I am going to prepare a feast for them that is so far beyond what could think, ask, or imagine." This is the kind of feast that God is preparing. And so as I was thinking about preparing a feast, it's like, wow, this is something that I've been prepared for. You know, I'm from India, and India is known as the nation of spices. If you've ever had Indian chicken curry, it is out of this world delicious, especially if it's made from the southern part where I'm from. It is incredible. It's got coconut milk with melting of all these different spices. But I have been, if there's anyone that can cook up a feast, an Indian feast, it would be me, because I have been prepared since I was 6 years old to cook an Indian curry. I have learned the art of spices since that age. And so I'm 48 now, so how many years that I've been in preparation to know my spices. I know how to make something yummy. And what I'm proposing to you is that God is using you. He is going to use you. You are the spice that He wants to use to make this corporate feast.
Yes.
So how do you get prepared for this feast that God is getting ready to move into our city and give to those that are hungry? The believers and the unbelievers, he is wanting to do that. There is a very specific process in that God has shown me as I've been learning how to use these spices. I'm just going to pull out a few of them just so you can actually see the spices, and you just need to touch it so you understand. You are a spice. You are spicy. You have very unique flavors. You have very unique smells. You have very unique appearance. So right here, I don't know if you can see it, is a cardamom seed. Cardamom seed is so important for an Indian curry. But it just looks different, you know, it looks pretty plain on the outside. But when I share with you the process of taking this spice and pulling out the essence of it, it becomes incredible. Yes. For that feast. Mm-hmm. And so I'm proposing to you today, God is preparing you. And the preparation process is so important. So you cannot run from the process. Amen. The process might be a little challenging as I share it with you, but bear with me, because what's going to be on the outcome is so incredible, it will be worth it. So I'm going to pass around this cardamom seed just so you get an understanding, just as you start to feel these spices. And another spice that I'm going to pass around is a black pepper. Now, these are all in raw form. They have not had any processing done to it. So there's a black pepper, and I'm going to pass around mustard seeds. Mm-hmm. Mustard seeds are so important for that feast. Mustard seeds, they're so tiny, so small, and it seems like, what can a mustard seed do? We'll see. Then pass this around. Pass that around, just so you can just start to touch those spices, and you're going to understand what I'm going to share. So I'm going to pull up my notes here. All right. So this process that I want to submit to you. All right, starts with a very, very important first step. The first step is to look for the quality of the spice. What I mean by the quality is that it has to be absolutely pure. It has to be unrefined. It has to be uncontaminated, and it has to be original. It has to be completely authentic. I cannot cook with an unauthentic spice. You know, they have those imitation vanillas and imitations of stuff. And to actually make the highest quality feast, which is what God is doing here, highest quality. Why is he making such a quality feast? Because it's Psalms 34:8, because many are going to come and taste and see that our Lord is good. Yeah. He is so good. And so it is so important that the quality of that spice being put together. And so what that means is that I am giving you permission to be authentic, completely you. Okay. Don't be anybody else but you. So stop trying to be Redding. Stop trying to like go and try to be a Bill Johnson. Stop it. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You do not need to be you. Who else can do you?
Nobody.
You have the original DNA that God designed. He has put it inside of you, and all you have to do is be comfortable with it. Like, get comfortable with you. If you can be comfortable with you, others can be comfortable with you. Does that make sense? It's like it's just being real. And don't pretend on anything. Like, why put on a face Who are you having to prove? There, we just need to let go of fear of man. Yeah. I think fear of man just makes us afraid of each other, right?
That's so true.
We're not ourselves. And we just need to be authentically ourselves. If we become unique and just the way he created us to be, that fullness, that the quality of what he's going to put together in our city is going to be incredible. So Psalms 139:14, it says, I praise you for it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. So you are fearfully and wonderfully made. If God says it, what are you doing? Doubting that, right? Like, there's no reason to doubt that you are incredible. Yeah, I think you need to just say that. I am awesome.
I'm awesome.
I am amazing. I'm unique.
I'm amazing. I'm unique.
I'm authentic.
I'm authentic.
And I'm spicy.
I am spicy.
Look to your neighbor and say, you are spicy, brother. You are spicy, brother. Yeah. So we were created to be authentic. Number two. Moving on. This next process is so important. Okay, brace yourself.
Ready?
No, I'm ready.
All right. Who's got that cardamom in your hand?
I do.
All right. This is one of the many spices that have to be what? To make this spice come out, it has to be crushed. I know, that's not an easy word. But I'm giving you secrets, guys. This is like, no Indian tells you your secrets, but I'm telling it to you because there is a corporate move happening. But crushing is the key to actually making the essence of this spice come forth. So it actually goes into my crucible, and I take the crucible and I crush it. And then the flavor, like you can't smell it, but the smell is incredible. It starts to come out. The essence of this spice starts to come out. And so what I want to say is, don't worry about the crushing that's happening right now. It's temporary. It's a temporary thing. And if you're in that process, God is creating and preparing you to be fragrant.
Yeah. Hello.
So everybody has to go through it. So don't jump out. Don't jump out of that crucible. Like, okay, pray it away. No, that's God. What are you doing right now?
Yeah,
teach me everything you want to teach me through this trial.
Wow.
Let me understand what you're doing through these afflictions.
Amen.
Let the afflictions bring out your essence.
Yes.
Bring out who you were created to be, your original design. You know, and Jesus is the perfect example of that. He was crushed on Calvary for us, right?
Yes.
And what came out? The fragrance of forgiveness and love. That's the fragrance that came out of Jesus. How much more that he wants to do that with each of us. So let that crushing happen. The third step is that a spice has to be beaten small. Ooh. Yeah. I know, that doesn't sound good, does it? But trust the Father in this process of the beating.
Yeah.
Let me just read a scripture to you. Leviticus 16:12, and it says this, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar, from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. So what had to happen, this is for the incense that was being put in the Ark of the Covenant to be prepared, that the essence of that spice had to be beaten small. And I believe, like one of the things, if I have that, like that cardamom, and if it's not beaten small, you're going to taste chunks of the spice in your mouth when you eat it. It has to be crushed and beaten for it to actually, for the next process that's going to happen. So, you know, I think in our city, one of the big things is, you know, we call this a city of dreams. but it's a city of broken dreams. Because I think many come here to make it big. Like, it's my ministry, it's my show, it's my time. And I believe that God's saying, no, it's not. He doesn't want just one person being in the show. Can you imagine a feast with just salt?
Ew.
Oh, one spice. Yay, I'm the salt. Watch me. You know, like, God wants a blending. He wants to bring the spices together, and there is no way to, have you ever pastored or led someone who is independent in your church?
Oh my gosh.
Tell me about it. We have some sheep bites probably from that. It's very hard. It's very hard to sheep bites. The independent ones are the ones that you actually get bit by, because they're like, you are not telling me what to do, and I will not submit. You know, I have my thing, and I have to do it my way. You know, it's my way or no way. So, you know that spirit, and it makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? As a leader, it makes you sick to your stomach. Well, think about our Father in heaven. Think about what he thinks. He thinks he gets sick to his stomach when he thinks about Nashville and the body, and we're like, oh, I am the one. Watch us. We are the next move. You know, like, pay attention. That is pride.
Yeah.
That's independence. Yeah. That's like, there's some things that need to die. It just is. So, you know what God says is that in James 4:6, it says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Don't we want some grace?
We need grace
on our city. It's already not an easy job building the kingdom. We need his grace to help us along the way. So that being small is okay. It's just submit to it and let him do it. The next step in the process is the spice has to go into the hottest oil that it can actually handle. The hottest oil. So when I'm cooking, I get my spices. I've prepared the finest quality spice, gathered it together. I've crushed it. I've beaten it small in my crucible. And then I turn up the heat on my in the pan and get my oil as hot as it can go. And then I drop the spices in. Okay? This is a secret that I'm telling you right now. It brings out the flavor of that spice when you do that. So the temperature and that heat, you know, like, so if any of you are going through that fiery trial, don't jump out.
Yes.
Promise you, it will get better. I promise you, the outcome is so incredible. So what, you know, a lot of times the heat brings out, the fire brings out what's inside. You know, like, it's the good, bad, and the ugly. Well, the ugly stuff will just start to just kind of melt away. Yeah. And the good stuff will stay. Woo! The good stuff will stay, but we have to hang on to God in our fiery process. We have to hang on to him in it. It's when actually the sweetest fragrance from the core of that spice is released is in the heating process. Did I pass around that mustard seed? Who has the mustard seed?
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy, but that spice is incredible in if it's handled properly. To handle the mustard seed, it's a very, very unique process. It actually has to be, the only way for the flavor of the mustard seed to come out is in the fire. If you put it in the fire, in the heatest, the hottest oil, it cracks and it starts to pop, and what's inside starts to come out. It's really cool. And I was thinking about that. I was like, wow. Do you know, God says we have to have faith of a mustard seed. Well, what pops out when the heat comes? Faith. If you don't have faith, you're not going to survive. You have to have faith. What's faith? Faith is trust. But it only gets... So God makes it that faith, real, true faith comes out in the fire.
Yeah.
So enjoy, like, don't run from the fire. Enjoy the fire and allow him to do what he needs to do. Just hang in there. So 1 Peter 4:12 says, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that's coming on you or the test. It's come to test you. Fiery ordeal, let me read it again. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange is happening to you. Rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when the glory is revealed. And I'm going to tell you, there is a glory that is about to be revealed in our city.
Yeah,
it's because our Papa, our Heavenly Father, is preparing you for this feast. This glory is going to be revealed to many. The last step in this process is that the spices, once they've been heated, and they have to get blended. The blending process, when I was looking up the word blending, it means to merge, to integrate, to fuse, to melt. Another word is amalgamate. It's a joining. It's a coming together. So when the spices come together, it creates such a potent, powerful blend, because there isn't one spice overpowering another spice. And so if you are the spice, to blend, you can't overpower someone. You have to, how do we blend? Like, just thinking about it in the natural, how do we blend? Like, when you're thinking about hanging out with a friend, how do you blend with a friend? You honor that friend. You cherish that friend. You value what's inside of them. You celebrate even the differences. This is how you blend. Even just thinking about marriage, when you're blending, you have to celebrate the differences. To blend. And I believe that God is saying in our city, we are to join and to merge together and to celebrate our differences and to honor each other, to love the friendships, to value it, you know, like to not use the spices just for your own gain, but to really just enjoy being together.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that I really feel in our city. As we celebrate that,
yes,
he's going to blend.
God
is going to blend us. And what's going to come is something just so incredible. You know, God was really, really into blending of spices. If you look at what he did to prepare the Ark of the Covenant and... He had two main things that he used. He used anointing oil and he used incense. And both of them, he has very specific blending procedures. And he says no one is to imitate this very specific blending procedure. I'm gonna read this to you just so you understand what he said. And it's in Exodus 30, 22 through 28 and Exodus 34, 36. First part is the anointing oil that he uses. And this, the anointing oil was used to consecrate or to set all the articles apart as for that Ark of the Covenant. All right, here we go. Then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much of fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of fragrant calamus, 500 shekels of cassia, all according to the sanctuary shekel, and a hin of olive oil. Make these into a sacred anointing oil, a fragrant blend, the work of a perfumer. It will be the sacred anointing oil. Then use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the Ark of Covenant law, tables and all its articles, and lampstands, and altar of incense, the altar of burning offering, all of that. And then incense. The Lord said to Moses, take fragrant spices, gum resin, arnica, galbanum, and pure frankincense, all in equal amounts, and make a fragrant blend of incense, the work of a perfumer. So these were, you see, God was about blending. He was about even just the proportions and all. So all we have to do is submit to that process and to be completely free to be you. Like, if you aren't you, we can't have the spice. We can't have this feast. God can't make it if you're going to jump out of the pan of our city. He can't do it. But I propose to you that I believe he is wanting to do something that's so far more than we could think, ask, or imagine. So tasty, so flavorful. And will you be willing to do this? Would you be willing to submit to this process? And when I was thinking about the blending, actually, a spice on its own doesn't have as much power as when it actually gets blended together. Right now, there's a really big move in our nation in healthcare of, like, the big thing is these essential oils. Well, the essential oils are these oils that the essence of the oil has come forth, and it has healing properties in it. And what I was thinking about is, like, wow, when all these spices, Kimball Spice, Jerry Spice, Austin, Courtney's, Todd's, all the spices start to come together, I really believe there's not just something flavorful and fragrant. Yeah. There's also going to be healing properties that are going to be released for the body. Like, there will be many will taste and see that the Lord is good, but they will also taste his healing, because that is, it's part of that anointing that as we come together. And this is what I feel God has on our heart, on his heart right now, is to bring forth in that blending. I just pray a blessing over each of you that are here in our city, and those that are not here, that you can just pray for your leaders, pray for your pastors. I believe that there is something so big that God is wanting to do. However you want to end this, Kimball, but I just want to turn it back over to you. I did bring something that I wanted to for you to see. It's a demonstration that I will pass around. Thank you, Todd. I'm going to just bring this up, and I'm just going to show you, just so you can taste right now, a little bit of what he wants to do in our city. So what I have is, thank you, I have is this olive oil. This is one of my favorite olive oils. It's a Calvita brand. It's incredible. But
all the details.
But what I'm going to do is that I'm going to pour this oil in this dish here. That is the oil that God is going to pour out on our city. And I've already pre-blended the spices, so we're going to put the spices together.
Can you pre-blend me?
God's working on you, brother.
God is the master blender. He is so good.
Looks like you're in the middle.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, the beating part.
So I'm going to pour in the spices right now. And it's the blending of these spices that create this flavor that you're going to get to taste today.
So excited.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
So right now I didn't have a chance to do what I wanted to do, was make you Indian biryani, which is so delicious. But it would have taken too long. So instead, this is an organic whole grain bread that you're going to just dip it.
Come on, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, that's anointing.
Yeah, so we're going to stir it up. Are we ready to be
stirred up.
And to be mixed up and blended so that, wow, the feast that's coming. And do you guys know that Nashville is, what's happening in the spirit is happening already in the natural?
Yeah.
Right now, in the heart of Nashville are some of the best restaurants, like Marche's and Burger Up and Silly Goose and all these restaurants that are popping up. People are flocking from all the outskirts of our city into the city to taste what's coming out of our city. And people are also coming from New York and LA and all these different places to taste our food. Can you believe it? And I read something that I want to just share with you as I'm stirring up the spices, and you're going to get to taste it in a minute. But I want to read something to you.
I'm going to run with this.
Actually, you could, Todd, you could go ahead and pass it around. That's awesome. So what you're going to do is you're going to dip it and start to taste it. But I want to read to you something. That, what I'm saying is it's already manifesting in the natural. I'm going to read to you, if I can find it, something that I just thought was so interesting. Okay, there is a restaurant that I got to go to Sunday called Marche's. I've never been there. It's in East Nashville. A restaurant in East Nashville. Can you imagine? It used to be inner city. Like, so to have a fancy restaurant in the middle of East Nashville is incredible. But I was looking up Marche's, what they put on their advertisement. Listen to this, guys. You can experience the food with all your senses. Feel it, hear it, see it, smell it, taste it. Taste the radical freshness. And the high quality of the dishes. It's free of preservatives, artificial colors, and flavor enhancers. Wow. Isn't that pretty incredible? That's what God is doing right now in our city. We are being free of those artificial colors, our flavor enhancers, because there is the highest quality of the feast that God is preparing in our region. Are you ready? Are you willing to go through that process? I want to. I want to be able to do that. So, Kimball, I'm going to turn it back over to you and see how you want to pray and this. And we can have our worship team come up.
Is in the presence of our enemies.
What did you say?
And the feast prepared is in the presence.
That's the other thing, Barbie. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. Psalms 23 is the scripture that God gave me at the end of this message as I brought it all together. He was like, do you know what's happening? And he led me to Psalm 23 and he said, I am preparing a feast in the presence of your enemies. I am anointing your head with oil. Your cup is going to overflow, Nashville.
Come on.
Yeah, so, and you are part of that. We are part of that together. Together we can dream for a beautiful city.
Amen. Amen.